Practice Paper 10, Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the passage below and then answer questions 1 through 7. Violence. No longer male territory. One pleasant spring afternoon last year, a group of teenagers attacked a 15-year-old girl on a playing field near Berlin. They punched her in the face and pushed her to the ground just because the victim refused to hand over her money. The attackers were not a gang of rowdy boys, but a band of 13 to 15-year-old girls. While men are still responsible for the vast majority of crimes in Germany, female violence is on the rise. Young girls and women of all age groups are becoming more violent, says Winfried Rohl, head of the Crime Prevention Division of Berlin's Bureau of Criminal Investigation. That's been a nationwide trend for several years. Last year in Berlin, the number of female suspects of violent crime under the age of 21 increased by almost 8%, while the number of male suspects dropped slightly. Violent crimes like robbery and grave bodily harm have even shot up by 18% and 25% respectively among young women, who are banding together more often in all-female gangs. Why are German women becoming more violent? Gender equality may have something to do with it. Today, many girls and young women adopt male forms of behavior, whether it's assertiveness, talking tough, or using one's elbows, argues psychologist Arndt Stein, who specializes in the treatment of young people. Unfortunately, the same goes for the use of brute force. The members of all female gangs tend to be especially cruel. When particularly humiliating methods like burning or undressing are involved, the perpetrators will usually be girls, says Rohl. It seems to be all about showing the boys, hey, we can do better than you. Domestic violence is not a male monopoly either. Many men are victims of female assaults, but only few dare make it public. They fear ridicule if they talk about or report their partner's behavior. Until German society acknowledges that aggression is committed by both sexes, the problem will continue to grow. Violence, both domestic and public, is neither a male nor a female issue. It's a human one.
Questions. Answer questions 1 through 7 according to the context of the passage. 1. What is the phenomenon discussed in the passage? 2. What explanations are offered in the text for this new trend in female behavior? A. B. 3. What is surprising about the incident described in the opening paragraph? 4. What trend do the figures 8%, 18%, and 25% relate to? 5. What are assertiveness, talking tough, and the use of brute force examples of? 6. In line 25, we read, domestic violence is not a male monopoly either. Complete the sentence. It means that women... 7. Are the following true, T, or false, F, according to the passage? A. Most crimes in Germany are committed by girls. B. There is a decrease in the number of crimes committed by men. C. Crimes committed by girls are often very cruel. D. The writer believes that German society should now focus on female violence because it's a new phenomenon. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. You are about to hear the text spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first reading. Answer the questions according to the context of the passage you have just heard. Fill in the correct answer or circle the number of the most suitable answer given. Every man for himself? 1. Circle two of the following statements that are true about Yanis Avranas. A. He was the captain of the Greek ship Okeanos. B. He is from South Africa. C. He was the captain of the Titanic. D. He was rescued by a helicopter while his ship was sinking. 2. Most people thought that what Avranas did was 1. The only thing he could have done. 2. The wrong thing to do because it was irresponsible. 3. The wrong thing to do, but they understood him. 4. The right thing to do because everyone survived. The real hero of the ship Okeanos was a man from 4. He also made sure that 5. This hero also saved the that belonged to the captain. 6. Avranas's employers 1. Criticized him for what he had done. 2. Supported what he had done. 3. Told Avranas to abandon his ship. 4. Directed the evacuation of the passengers. 7. The rules women and children first and the captain is the last to leave his ship. 1. Are laws of the sea. 2. Are fairly new traditions among sea captains. 3. Are considered a crime today. 4. Have always been the code of behavior on the sea. 8. The Titanic, 1. Enforced the tradition of women and children first. 2. Lost everybody on board the ship. 3. Had a captain who managed miraculously to survive. 4. Sank in 1852. 9. The ship Birkenhead, 1. Sank, killing nearly 500 men and 13 women and children. 2. Tossed women overboard so that the men could have more food supplies. 3. Had a captain named Smith. 4. Sank in 1852, but managed to save the 13 women and children on board.
End of side B.